This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm Justin.
And I'm Elise. Welcome to the show.
So a lot of you guys know, if you've been following us on different levels of social media or even on this show, that Elise and I got married just shy of a month ago. And over the course of the last 4 weeks, it's been incredibly busy in our world, from the Own Your Life retreat in Miami that we held, to planning our wedding, to our honeymoon in Costa Rica. And then right after that, swinging immediately into our first retreat that was not based in the United States.
And you're actually even forgetting one major thing, is the finalization of the sale of our IP within our company.
That is true. That is true. So many massive things have happened in the last month. And truly, they were capped off with the Live Better event in Costa Rica, where we had 18 people join us in Costa Rica for the last little bit of our honeymoon. And really just want to talk about the transformational experience that they had there, what that event was like, because again, it was one of those things that, to be honest, coming back here, was, it almost feels surreal, where there was so much positivity. The energy was like something I've never felt before. And the transformations that each and every person had were not only monumental and life-changing for them in a lot of ways, but it was individualized for each person. Like, not just the event itself, but truly each takeaway was different.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And I think, you know, we dove in, we focused on a combination of both outer and inner energy. You know, obviously at Own It, we believe in a holistic combination of mind and body to be able to level up, elevate yourself, to be the best version of yourself every single day. And, you know, I spent a lot of time talking through consciousness. Justin spent a lot of time talking through how people can level up their health and their physical habits. We did DNA testing and blood testing on every single person who came. They had personally curated not only results and tangible things they can take into their lives as well, but also their meals and how they lived their day at the retreat was personally curated to them as well, so that everybody had a slightly different experience based on their own body's needs.
So in today's episode, we're not going to bring you another client, another story, another guest, but we're actually just going to talk through in depth what this experience was like for people, the outcomes that people sought after, and truly dive deeper into what Live Better is all about. What we're going to be doing a lot as we kind of go forward over here in the next 12 months with this show is we're going to be breaking down inner and outer energy to you guys, so you get a better handle on it. You can truly kind of understand it a little bit more and truly start to use these in a practical and applied way in your lives, so that you can take these action items, put them into play, and then ultimately start to get the results that and transformations that our guests have been having, that our guests have been telling stories about you, where going from some place of feeling stuck or lost or in real tough situations to truly being living in what their version of ownership is. And so with that, guys, really want to dive in today and talk you through Live Better. So Elise, when we get into really what Live Better is all about, how did you come up with the framework and ideology of wanting to make this retreat different than every other retreat, air quotes, that exists?
So I think this is something that for me, I always had this picture or image in my head when I knew we were going to start doing retreats, of how I wanted the experience to be. For me, it all stemmed back to how people would feel when they were there. And one of the things that I absolutely knew was I wanted people to feel like they were able to be truly themselves from the minute that they walked in. And I think that is something that we did really successfully. It was you know, the place that we stayed at to the drinks that we had. We did wine tastings every night to the type of food that we gave everybody. It was, you know, high class, top level from beginning to end. And the people who were there were also a really, really good group of people who fostered this amazing energy the entire weekend. One of the coolest things that I actually think came out of the retreat was at the end, we went around, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, but we went around the table at the end of the retreat. And actually, you know, after everybody was done talking, our chef, who essentially lives at this location, this destination that we were at in Costa Rica, he said, "Hey, can I say something?" He said, "I don't normally do this, but the energy that was felt here was something that I've never witnessed before." And the kindness and the generosity from all of us, right? It's not like we're there asking the wait staff to wait on us hand and foot. We were genuinely fostering connections with everybody around us. And I think it was really amazing from an innocent bystander who we don't even realize is watching us through that lens is saying the amazing energy that was cultivated and felt there was something that is truly rare. So I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's unique that you say wanting to make people feel a certain way, because people will forget what you did, they will forget what you said, but they will not often forget how you made them feel. And so if you're able to truly tie that that emotion to an outcome, it leaves somebody with a massive transformation. And I think the way that we had created this was not only, as you had mentioned, once people got over being awestruck of where we were in Costa Rica, in Santa Teresa, at Mel Gibson's estate, three massive homes, seven pools, a helipad, one of the tallest lookouts right over the water. The sunsets were amazing. A staff of 18 looking after everything, private chefs that had everybody's curated information off their blood testing, their DNA testing. It was really the people that were there and the intentionality to which we showed up at. The first night that we were there, we had this awesome whiteout party with live music. The energy was great. And we actually went around and asked everybody what their intention was. And there was one individual that he said, "I'm wanting to be confidently vulnerable." And I thought that was such a powerful statement, where you're coming into something with a group that this individual knew nobody, none of the other 20 people, and literally sitting there going, "I'm going to come in confidently vulnerable to learn and basically surrender to whatever it is that I'm going to go through here." And that was literally the energy that everybody else then showed up for over the course of the next 3.5 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was a really good way to set the tone, was by creating a comfortable space in which people could be confidently vulnerable. One of the other big takeaways that I noticed is people were pleasantly surprised. I think they already had high expectations coming into the weekend, but as they left, multiple people said how pleasantly surprised they were with the level of personalization. You know, when we talked about it, when we set expectations, when we set the tone for the weekend for people to come, they knew there was going to be a level of personalization. They knew that they were going to be getting their own personal DNA results. They knew they were going to be getting feedback on their blood testing results. They knew they were going to have a better understanding of their own personal mindset as well. But when it came down to it, so many people, and I think one of the resounding themes was how personalized it was, not only in theory and in idea, and in ways that they could take home in a tangible way. I think that was definitely an expectation, is I know this result. So because I know this, I can change this in my life. But while they were there at the retreat, we were actually able to take all those results and create a much higher level of personalization throughout the entire weekend, which there isn't really anything out there like this that rivals what we're doing.
And that, I think you hit the nail on the head, was where people were able to put those blueprints into play immediately right in that weekend, experience it, and then experience the way in which they felt. We had people who, I think 6 or 7 people who had hit all time highs in heart rate variability. And that wasn't just because they
and
were
not in, even just that weekend. It was after they left.
Oh, that's exactly it. It wasn't just because you were in a beautiful place. It wasn't because you just didn't have your kids around. It wasn't just because you were eating food that was cooked for you, but you were eating food that was genetically curated for your genetic makeup.
That was also clean, organic.
Exactly.
Fished that morning from the ocean view that we were looking at.
But I mean, outside of all of those things, it wasn't just because that's what it was. It's because it was now built for them. They found out how to maximize circadian rhythm. They found out how to create de-stress and declutter from the brain. They were understanding how to give themselves more self-care. They were able to go and actually start applying that in the time they had in free time in the afternoons. They were able to create camaraderie and almost create this little gang that we had on the ATV when we went ATVing out to the waterfalls. And all of these things that they were able to put into practice while they were there have all-time highs in heart rate variability. And then when they went back to their day-to-day, we're now a week and a half out of doing that. And people have maintained that level of output. And so the cool part to know about that is this isn't fleeting. This isn't something that when you start living this way, it's great for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, but it's something that can be sustained and something that is truly sustainable through sustainable habit change of the level of awareness. And when you live from the way that you have to, from the inside out, the transformations just happen. The transformations just come. And I think that's the cool part that we heard from everybody was they could not believe the level of personalization, the level of luxury throughout this, but also the level of application, how they could put it into their lives immediately, how it made sense, how a lot of things that they were either assuming or things that they had heard, but didn't know how to put it into play, or things that they had tried, but then maybe deviated off on the wrong area because it wasn't sustainable for them. It was all erased. And they left with tangible action steps of how to impact them, but also their families. I think that was another big takeaway that I had, mm-hmm. was a lot of parents said, this is something I want to do for my kids. This is something I want to start imparting this wisdom on my children and changing their routines and their habits.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really true. And, you know, as somebody who's been on a fair share of retreats myself, it's very easy to feel the good energy while you're in the retreat bubble, while you're still there.
That's a good point.
But as Justin was saying, that one of the biggest takeaways is the amount of tangible action steps that people could take away into their daily lives and continue to extend that energy and grow that energy on a day in and day out basis, not only for themselves personally, within their relationships. A lot of people were there with their significant others, and then with their children as well. So I'm super curious to hear from you, Justin. What was your own biggest takeaway?
I think the biggest takeaway that I had was understanding just how a big group of strangers, when put in a safe space that allows for transformation, becomes united in such a strong way. I know I kind of said it jokingly, but in one of the afternoons, after our morning teaching sessions were done, we went and did a little getaway or a little excursion, I guess you could call it. We got ATVs. And we started, we literally ATV'd through dirt roads across the backcountry of Costa Rica and went out to this this little small hike and then into the waterfalls. And when we got there, everybody was dirty. It was all dusty. And everybody was smiling. Everybody was having a good time. And somebody gets off and goes, I literally feel like we're a little bike gang. Mm-hmm. And when we got back to the house, we all ran into the pool, this beautiful, massive
vanishing edge
infinity pool that literally looked like it fell into the jungle and then into the ocean. And we just watched the sunset. And I think that was just a whoa moment for me, where we had taken 18 plus you and I, 20 strangers, and created a culture and a space that was freeing, opening, and willing to whatever was meant to happen that weekend. And that I think was just really, really special and is really hard to do where it's not just something that's in the bubble and something that truly allows people to go into their space, get true deep information on themselves, and allow for a vast amount of people to each take something and multiple things away and go and impart it back on their life. I think that was my biggest takeaway that was just amazing to witness, experience, and to have held the space to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in this for exactly that reason, is to be able to impact and change lives and use what we've found together to impart whatever wisdom people want to take from it so that they can apply it to their own lives. For me, mine is actually more of a zooming out effect. So at the beginning, Justin had mentioned how I've had a lot going on throughout the beginning of this year, end of January into February, and then kind of closing it all off with the retreat that we had. And for me, my biggest takeaway is that the idea of ownership works. Justin and I have absolutely, and this was, you know, a year ago at this point, you know, as we're building what our own definitions of ownership mean, not only for ourselves personally, but also in our relationship, we're in a similar situation where we had a lot going on and it got really, really hard really quickly. And it was almost fast forward an exact year to the date later, where, you know, the core of everything is a really good event. You know, that's the commonality between last year and this year, is it was centered around a really exciting, good event. But last year it got really hard. This year, you know, it was a couple exciting events, our wedding, our honeymoon, the Live Better retreat, sell off of IP within our company. But at the same time, for a lot of people, those things can get really, really stressful planning. I mean, I know people who, have had to plan a wedding, and it creates a massive stress within their lives. Planning a honeymoon, planning a retreat for 18 other people can get really stressful as well. And I think when I zoom out and look at it all, you know, after really spending a good amount of time defining what ownership means, not only to me, but between Justin and I and our relationship, is that it works. It works when you create what those habits are. So for us, it's making sure we reserve time for date night, even amongst a really busy period like that. For me, it's making sure I create my own personal space every single day, making sure I meditate every single day. And, you know, when people realized everything that we had going on, right? Hosting an 18 person retreat, literally 2 weeks to the date, less than 2 weeks to the date after we got married, thought I was insane. But the level of peace that I had going into every single one of those big events was a testament to ownership, not only ownership because of my habits, but because of the mindset that I had as well going into every single thing.
Such a great point is when you have literally optimized yourself and you're living in, we had this little breakdown of kind of where, this spectrum where you got death on the left side, you've got optimized peak performance on the right side, and then this absence of the disease or fake health, fake performance in the middle. We live on the left side of the spectrum really well. We look after it really well. But absence of disease is not performance. Mediocre average performance is not optimization. And yet from the middle to the right side, we do extremely poorly. And so when we were able to kind of create a framework for that and put people into this place that allows that, it is truly amazing when not only you can live it, but also impart that on others. So guys, like Elise said, ownership is real and it's really exciting. And it's something that we're going to talk a little bit more about on the outer and energy, outer G and energy,
the outer, I do that all the time.
The outer energy and inner energy points of view, so that you guys can apply it to your lives a little bit more. Not only hear the stories of our guests and people, how they've put it into play and into practice, but how you can do that as well, which is going to be really exciting. And the cool part about this is that over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks, you're going to see on social media a whole bunch of highlights from our retreat that we just held, the different testimonials that came out, the different case studies that came out from people, the different
the experience itself,
and highlight videos. All of this stuff is getting curated literally as we speak and being put out into the social media platform. So really excited for you guys to look at that.
So one of the really exciting things is this was not a one-time thing that we're going to share with people. We will be doing this twice a year. We will be changing up the location. We'll definitely be back in Costa Rica at some point.
Mel Gibson's home.
Yeah, maybe his other one in Costa Rica. He does have a second location, so we might switch it up a little bit. But this is something that we're going to be doing twice a year, likely around March timeframe and then September timeframe. If you're interested in following along and learning more, check out livebetterretreat.com, all one word. And then as Justin said, there's going to be a lot of information, a lot of stories, a lot of images, that we'll be sharing on both of our personal Instagram handles. It's at a Gaulin, G-A-U-L-I-N, and at Justin Roth, R-O-E-T-H. So check those out to learn more. And if you want to, again, that livebetterretreat.com has a lot more information about the retreat itself.
Yeah, guys, it's something that you have to give to yourself. If nothing changes, nothing changes. A little quote from Brian Mazza, but really making sure that we can lean into our different, because if we don't know what we don't know, there's no way to be different. There's no way to change things up. And sometimes just surrendering and leaning into something that's a little bit uncomfortable, going to an event that has other like-minded people there, makes that opportunity a little less intimidating. And ultimately you can leave being different, owning your different, so that ultimately your results are different. Because what do we know? Success is different. So you have to own your different. We'll see you guys next week.